Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Wings. Wings have that word. What does it mean to you? Freedom, the ability to soar, to fly to new places. There's a program here in Astoria, which is sponsored by the American Association of University Women and Clatsop Community College. It's called WINGS, and it means Women Interested in Going to School. For 13 years, this program has been providing women with a way to look at getting a degree, getting a GED, reaching out and making new connections in the community, and regaining confidence and courage to move forward in a new way in life. Today in the studio, I have Pat Lehman. Pat is a co-chair of the WINGS program. She's with the American Association of University Women, and she's also on the Clatsop Community Foundation board. Hi, Pat. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Donna. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Excellent, excellent. And we also have a WINGS graduate in the studio. Her name is Tambra Thomeyer. Hi, Tambra.
Hello, Donna. Thank you.
I'm very happy to have you here, too, because we're going to hear all about your experience, which is exciting. Before we talk about WINGS and the upcoming one-day conference, which is free and lunch and childcare provided, and that is Saturday, March 7th at Clatsop Community College, let's find out a teeny bit more about you, Pat Lehman.
Well, I moved to Seaside in 2001 in September. That's a time I will never forget for more than just the moving reason. And it has been just a remarkable experience to live on the North Coast. I'm retired, of course, and I've gotten involved in a lot of activities here, American Association of University Women, and eventually WINGS. The College Foundation Board, which is a great pleasure to be part of. And I manage the Seaside Library Bookstore, so I get to see most of Seaside coming and going, which is also a lot of fun. I'm involved in several other organizations, and I just have a wonderful time living here.
What made you decide to move to the North Coast, and where'd you move from?
We moved from Eastern Oregon, from Joseph, which is pretty out there.
It's beautiful and remote.
It's beautiful and remote. And when my husband retired from there, we had lived in the Seaside area before for about 4 years. And he asked if I would like to continue living in Joseph. And I said, yes, but I don't like spending half my life in the car trying to get to the grocery store or the doctor or things like that. So we came out and explored living in Seaside, where we had some friends, and ended up settling there and just loving it.
It's terrific that so many people who do move here just plunge right in and become volunteers for so many of our worthy organizations. I mean, this is just a community that thrives on and needs, the volunteers with these great 501c3 organizations we have here.
Yes. Our mayor in Seaside, Mayor Larson, always says that volunteering is the price you pay for living here.
Aha. Okay, that's a good thing to remember. Absolutely. Okay, Tambra, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I moved back here from the Portland area April of 2014 and started school. And so I have 3 children and 2 grandchildren and 1 grandchild on the way.
And you were born in Astoria, and then you moved away from Astoria.
Yes.
After high school, you got married, and then your life took a different turn. And so now you came back, and because of the WINGS program, you're now a full-time student.
Yes, it's all because of the WINGS program.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Before we talk about your experience, Pat, what is WINGS? How did WINGS happen what happened 13 years ago, and why is it here, and what's it been doing?
Well, in 2001, I was a member of AUW and the Seaside branch, and I belonged to the Education Committee, which had a meeting to try to decide on a community project, a community service project, and the hostess we had a luncheon meeting. The hostess said, nobody's leaving until we come up with a community service project. And we all thought it was just going to be a one-shot deal. But I had heard about some efforts through National AUW to encourage women to go back to school. And I thought, well, you know, that would be a wonderful thing to do here. So I talked to people at the college, and they were very enthusiastic and have been extremely supportive through the years. And then I connected with some people in the Astoria branch of AAOW, and they got excited. And so we had our first conference in 2002, and away we went. We had no idea this was going to be so popular and so ongoing, but there's obviously a need.
So WINGS actually is a one-day conference, and this year it is Saturday, March 7th. It happens from 8:30 in the morning, is it 8 in the morning?
8 in the morning.
8 in the morning. Right. 8 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. It's at, on the campus of Classic Community College.
Yes.
And what does WINGS do? Because I know that it's, you know, there's writing that it's a gateway to a promising, productive future for women of all ages. The conference provides information on all aspects of returning to school and gets women started in the process. It can be very overwhelming if you have not received your high school diploma, if you have not, if you've only completed a, maybe a little bit of college or not much at all, or and or none, then you think, oh, it's intimidating, it's daunting. So What does WINGS do?
When a woman comes to WINGS, she comes in at 8 o'clock in the morning and registers and perhaps picks up a little breakfast and hears some inspiring speeches from very brief ones, welcoming speeches from Senator Betsy Johnson, among others, who gets people very fired up about the possibilities of changing their lives for the better. And then we have breakout sessions where people learn all kinds of different aspects of going back to school. And, you know, for a lot of the women, it's just an exploratory experience. They may not be committed. They're not necessarily going to sign up right now. In fact, some people wait a couple of years before they actually do return to school until their lives settle down or whatever it takes to get them moving in that direction. But at least they feel comfortable doing it by then. In the breakout sessions, they learn about how to apply for college, how to get financial aid, how to get scholarships, how to overcome math anxiety, which is an unfortunate but real barrier for a lot of women, and how and explorations of some of the programs like the Lives in Transition program at the college that I know Tambra also has been involved with, and all kinds of inspiring sessions about careers. We hear from a panel of women who are engaged in what we would call non-traditional careers, like welding and electrician and working on ships and so forth, so that they can consider, you know, future careers that may not have been what was, you know, thought about in the past, and just lots of different possibilities. And so there's so much opportunity during the conference. And the sessions run all day, and we do have a free lunch. Of course, childcare is also free. And it's just a wonderful experience. And then at the end, everybody gets together and talks about, you know, what a great day we've had.
And I think it provides that warm, welcoming, friendly first step into, do I want to go back to school, and how would I do it, and is there financial aid for me? And I know that WINGS has served over 500 women in the last 13 years.
Right.
And also that WINGS is, it's so necessary right now because you serve people from the ages of 17 to, what did you say, 75 or
77.
Something? 17 to 77.
Our oldest participant was a 77-year-old woman who said, I've always wanted to go back to school, but I've never had the courage to do it. And she did, and she enrolled in college and got a 2-year degree. and was very proud of herself, as we were proud of her.
Yes, it's and we're going to talk to Tambra here in just a minute, because the idea of going back to school again, it can be just overwhelming, and that's why mm-hmm. Wings is there to say, we will hold your hand, we will help you. And people connect with other people at the Wings Conference, too. That one-day event, they meet other people.
Yes.
Because, Tambra, when we talked about the idea that you had thought about going back to school, you moved back here to help take care of an ailing relative, and then you saw in the paper that there was a Wings Conference. And so what made you then take that first step and go to Wings, and what was your experience of that conference?
The Wings Conference, I had no idea what I was... what it at all meant. And so my day throughout the Wings Conference just gave me so much inspiration, and I literally signed up for the Lives in Transition class that they had offered right there, and I was ready to go the next day. And I started college April 1st just from going to the Wings Conference and meeting people and being motivated and excited, and the learning aspect was something I've always wanted to do. And but I also was very nervous, apprehensive, and didn't know the ways to get there, and this was just the boost and steps and positive reinforcement that I needed.
Yes, you had support, and I think that's what's really needed, is that support.
Oh, yes.
And we talked about the fact that sometimes women, whether they get married right after high school or whether they go into, you know, right away earning a living, and they don't get a chance to go back to college, they lose maybe some of their confidence as they get older, and they think, oh, I don't think I could do that. I've been away from college for so long, or from, you know, from that whole learning environment. And yet, and you said it was kind of funny, because when we were talking before we went on the air, Tambra said, yeah, I expected a teacher and a blackboard, and no, it was all about technology.
Technology, absolutely.
And one thing that's also fabulous that happens, because I signed up for Seth Tickner's philosophy class because I just wanted to audit the class and support the college, because anytime you take a class, any of you who are listening, whether you have a degree or not, anytime you take a class at Classic Community College, it helps them not only with just your fee, but also to get more grant dollars. So I really encourage people to take classes. There are tons of fabulous ones. So I walked into the philosophy class, and which has always been something I've interested in. I took philosophy ages ago. And there were all these fabulous young people, and I had missed a session, and one young woman said, here, you want to see my notes? And it was just great to be in that environment. And that's what's happened to you. It feels wonderful to be there now. You feel comfortable. You've actually already gone through, you've been going to school for?
This is my second full term of college, and I've met so many wonderful people, and the support system through the LIT class is amazing. And my I've also enrolled with the PLUS program, so mm-hmm. I get a lot of help through them also. I mean, the college setting here is unlike something I never imagined. They're just so friendly and just so supportive, and they call you by your name. You're not a number, and it's just really awesome support.
We're really fortunate to have Classic Community College here. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about WINGS. It's an annual conference. It's been happening for 13 years. WINGS means Women Interested in Going to School. It's a one-day conference held on the Classic Community College campus, and this year it's Saturday, March 7th, so that's about a month away. Registration is already open, and although it's completely free, and it includes lunch and childcare, and it's from 8 until 3:30 on Saturday, it is good for you to register in advance, to call either Pat Lehman, and we'll give you the phone numbers and the website, or to register just so people know how many children to prepare for, the childcare folks, as well as lunches. So that would be a great idea. So my guests today are Tamara Thomeyer. She is a WINGS graduate, and she is now a full-time Classic Community College student. And we also have Pat Lehman. Pat is the co-chair of the WINGS program. She's also with American Association of University Women and is on the Classic Community College Foundation Board. Pat, we talked earlier, too, about the idea of the social connections that sometimes, no matter all the technology we have, people isolate.
Yes.
And so not only did Tamara, when she took that first step to go to WINGS, she met some people, she felt supported, she felt that she had people she could talk to about with questions. And then she went on to the Lives in Transition program.
Right.
Which, do you want to just briefly mention that?
The Lives in Transition program is a, there are two classes actually, sequential, and you can end up with 6 credits, and it runs from a grant, and so it's entirely cost-free to students. And this is a program that we encourage people who are returning after a long stretch of being away from school to start with, because not only do they get the potential for 6 free credits, but they are so well prepared to move on into the regular college program. And Dr. Margaret Frimuth is the director of Lives in Transition. She's an amazing woman, as most of us know. And she has set up this program that just offers so much to people who are thinking about coming back to school in the way of confidence and skills and social experiences as well.
Yes, because now, Tamara, you have friends you did not have before, and especially if you're taking care of someone who is housebound, to get out in the world and meet people, sometimes that's hard. And this was a great step for you to be able to do that. Then what is the PLUS program that Tamara mentioned?
Tell us about the PLUS program. I'm a little fuzzy on all the details. It's part of the support services, I know.
The PLUS program is for families that have not gone to school, or they have a disability. There's several other major factors that you have to have to
I see, to qualify
belong.
For that.
Yeah,
and then you get extra help.
Yeah, a lot of extra help. They give you computers. They give you to check out. They give you calculators when you need them. If you need a tutor, they help you figure out your tutoring system. They're just amazing support.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just going to say that's one of the sessions at the WINGS program is explanation of the PLUS program and how you can be enrolled in that as a support system if you need it. If you're a first-generation college student, I think that's one of the categories
yeah,
as well.
That's, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Pat, you mentioned that you have people come up to you on the street. Let's talk a little bit about over 500 women have now participated, have gone to the WINGS program. And, of course, many are in school, have finished school, have moved and continue on. What examples can you tell us about, maybe, of some of the folks?
Oh, there are so many, Donna. I don't know where to start. But one of my favorites is a woman who was a speaker a few years ago, who I met first when she was a retail clerk. And she was talking about how she was thinking of going to the WINGS conference, and I encouraged her to do so. She came back to be a speaker a couple of years ago, and she had a master's in social work. She had had amazing experiences. She'd had spent some time in Africa doing mission work and teaching there as well. And the beautiful part was that she believed she had dyslexia, which was not discovered until she was in college. Everybody thought she was stupid. Her high school counselor told her there was no point even applying to college because she'd never make it. And she was also one of the people, and there has been more than one, who came up after the WINGS conference, or actually I met on the street about a year after the WINGS conference when she was at Clatsop continuing school, who threw her arms around me and said, "Do you know that WINGS literally saved my life?"
That's why you continue to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of the most important things I think I could ever be doing.
Yes, the benefits and advantages. It's because going back to school, it's not just about textbooks and tests. It's about, I mean, psychologically, you have to be prepared. And it's stepping into a world in which maybe you have very little experience or no experience at all. And doing that builds your courage. I mean, we talked about courage being a muscle. And so you're a far more courageous person, Tamara, today than you were before you started, you know, Wings and going to school, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If it wasn't for Wings, I don't know where I'd be right now either. So I am so grateful and so thankful every day that I get to go to school. It's amazing.
Yes, and you radiate that confidence.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So if you know someone, and again, you serve ages 17 to 77. If someone hasn't gotten their GED and they want to go back to school, this will help them.
It will. And they can actually start the enrollment process right there at the conference if they feel that they're ready to do so.
Right. And they can earn a certificate or a two-year college degree. And of course, now we have this great connection with Eastern Oregon University.
Yes.
So Clatsop Community College is truly, it is a jewel in this community.
Absolutely.
And there's something there for everyone. There is a class there for everyone. There's something that that we can all benefit from. When people come to this, they show up where at 8 o'clock?
They show up at Columbia Hall, which is one of the beautiful new buildings on campus.
Okay.
And they just come in the second floor door and register. There will be signs out in front so that they will be aware of where they need to be going. And on the website as well, there is a map that gives the location. If people register online at wings-clatsop.com, then they can just click on the map and they will be able to see where they're going.
Right.
But it's very accessible and easy to find.
So if you have children and there's free childcare, even though you're saying that when people show up on Saturday, they're registering, really what the Wings folks would like you to do, if you are listening to this and you are thinking you want to go to this, or you know someone else, your neighbor, a friend, it's great if you can go to the Wings website, which is wings-clatsop.com. wings-clatsop.com. You can also call the college. You can Google Wings, Clatsop Community College. You can call Pat Lehman. Better for them to know how many folks are showing up so that they know how many lunches to have. And
how many lunches.
Yes,
because,
exactly.
The lunch is very popular and we want everybody to be able to have one.
And there are also gift certificates that are given out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happens. I also got a call from a listener saying, how can people get involved in AAUW?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. We have two branches in our area. One is in Astoria, and one is in Seaside. And if they want to be involved with AAUW, I'm trying to think of who they should contact in Astoria. And I think the best route would be to call the number that you will give for Wings, because that's my number.
Oh, good. I'm going to give that number.
And
just
then
a second.
I will be able to provide them with that information.
Okay, good. And I know that Tamara has to sneak out now because she's going to a class at Clatsop Community College. So, Tamara, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much.
And for what you're doing, because it's exciting.
I'm excited.
We reinvent ourselves, especially in this country, you know, over and over. And it's so important that you have help when we're doing that, because it can feel really overwhelming.
No, this is the best gift that I've been given, and I am loving every minute of it.
All right. Well, that's excellent. Thank you so much, Tamara. Well, good luck with your class today. And so we'll let you sneak out of here.
Thank you.
And then Pat and I will continue our conversation, because I have not given the phone number out. And so if you are interested in Wings and you want to talk with Pat Lehman further about that, or if you are interested in getting involved with AAUW, American Association of University Women, you can call Pat at 503-717-1852. That's 503-717-1852. And I will leave this little brochure on Wings, on the Wings Conference, and also with this information, so that you can call the station if you're driving and you're really interested in this program. You can call KMUN and Bobby at the front desk will have that available to you. So the Wings Conference is not next Saturday. We have time for people to register. The Wings Conference is Saturday, March 7th. However, registration is open. It's great if you can get registered right away. If you're interested in GED, certificates, degrees, job skills, financial information, career directions, all of that, educational options, that will all be available.
And I just want to add that this whole venture is financed by local donors, mostly local donors. The business community is extremely supportive, and we are able to offer continuing scholarships to one or two Wings participants every year. And so it's just something that the whole community participates in, because in the long run, the whole community benefits from educated women.
Yes, it's so true. And I think it's marvelous that you thought it was just going to be, you were picking the AAUW, your little chapter, you were picking a project that you thought was going to be just a one-time project, and look how it has blossomed.
Yes, it's amazing to all of us, but obviously it's something that's needed in the community, and we are more than happy to provide it.
Yes, indeed. Any last things you'd like folks to know? I think we've talked enough about the fact that it's Saturday, March 7th, that people can go to either wings-clatsop.com, get more information. They can call Pat Lehman. It's a great, fun day
of
speakers and food and fellowship. And
yes.
You know,
And we give an evaluation at the end of the day, and we have yet to find one person who did not check yes in the box under the statement, "I would recommend this conference to a friend."
Oh, well, that's marvelous.
Well, isn't it?
Pat, thank you so much for the important work that you're doing by putting this on. Again, whatever happens when you put yourself out there and you do something new, and especially if you put yourself in an educational environment, in a classroom setting with people of all ages and backgrounds, you expand your world just by showing up there. And then things that you didn't even realize you might be interested in suddenly spark,
right?
You know, in your mind. And so you go different directions.
Exactly.
So you have to take that first step.
Yes. And the Wings program supports you while you do it.
Excellent. Oh, Pat, thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna.
Really appreciate all the work you're doing, and it's wonderful to see that Tamara is so excited about her life now.
Marvelous? Yes. Yeah. And she is one of so many. It's just inspiring.
Excellent. Thanks again, and thank you so much, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, for being so expert in all you do. I want to express my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Thank you so much, Mike. And until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Many of us are holding our breath. Take another deep breath and focus on the things in your life which are working, the things that are good in your life and in the world. There will always be things that don't go well. There will always be bad news. Focus on those things which are working well. And being in the present moment, the only moment we have. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug and a pat on the back for being uniquely you. You're the only one. No one else has your experiences in this life. You are valuable. And give yourself a hug for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.